Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming.
Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, it's not a freeze on the way, it's a heat wave on the way this weekend for pretty well most of Eastern, well, a large chunk of Australia, not just Eastern Australia. I mentioned Philip Rhodes, the former Sydney City Councillor, who's referred to as a life extensionist, and he's in fact the inaugural employee at Southern Cryonics, and we'll talk to the director of Southern Cryonics in just a moment. But Philip Rhodes is what they call a life extensionist. He's been very interested in the cryonics movement for many years. He had this to say on his YouTube channel about 10 years ago.
I'm genetically predisposed to getting dementia. Before my brain turns to mush, I want to be frozen cryogenically. As a still rational, intelligent adult, I'm not allowed to manage my own life as I see fit, but instead I'm bound by silly laws that have been written by people whose worldview has more in common with a Bronze Age goat herder than someone living in the 21st century.
Right, that's Philip Rhodes from a number of years ago. As I said, he's referred to as a life extensionist and has been very involved with the cryonics movement, and as I said, the inaugural employee at Southern Cryonics, which is the very first cryonics facility in the Southern Hemisphere. The director of Southern Cryonics is Peter Solokides, who's on the line now. Good morning, Peter.
Oh, hi, how are you? Thanks for inviting me to your program.
No, that's okay. I'm just interested because you've said you've got quite a number of people that have already signed up to be frozen. When did you first become interested in cryonics, Peter?
In fact, when I was a lot younger. This was in the late 60s I became interested, but then, you know, went through my university degree, started working, forgot all about it. I basically assumed that by the time I got to the age I am now, which is 70 at the moment, in the 70s, in the low 70s, this thing would be commonly available. It's not commonly available as you would see. So I decided to get involved in trying to do something here in Australia.
Right.
There are facilities in the US, but it's just difficult to get to the US facilities from Australia.
Sure. Now, you've opened Southern Cryonics, and as I said, it's the first such facility in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
So what happens at Southern Cryonics?
Southern Cryonics itself, the actual facility, is only where we do the final preparation and store the patients. It's not really where we do all the initial work. That is only the storage facility. It's almost like, very simply, it's almost like a warehouse, a fairly sophisticated warehouse, but where we store the facilities, where we store the patients in these large containers. Very much, they're called DWARs, but they're very much like very large vacuum flasks. They're
right.
Stored in liquid nitrogen in those containers.
We heard from Philip Rhodes, who, as I understand it, is your first employee.
Yes, yes.
Talking
of mine too.
Right. Well, he wanted to be frozen before his brain turned to mush.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's not legal to do that now, is it? I mean, you've got to wait till you're dead.
Everything is after legal death. It's basically what you define as legal death, but in some places overseas and all the rest of it, assisted suicide, I guess, is possible.
Yes,
but cryonics only works after legal death, after whatever is
right.
Legal
so
death.
What do you do in this process?
Okay, just very quickly I'll take you through. Normally we have a team waiting at somebody near their hospital bed, hospice, at the time that they're very close to passing away. After legal death, what happens is their temperature is brought down, particularly the head to get the brain. The temperature is brought down and some certain chemicals are applied to stabilize, prevent clotting and things like that. They're then taken to a facility, not necessarily our facility because it may be far away from us. It may be a local funeral home and further dropping of temperature. And we also instill some medical grade antifreeze. It's cryogenic type solution to prevent any ice formation and things like that as the temperature drops. We then drop the temperature to about dry ice temperature, about minus 80 degrees, and now we have a low enough temperature that there's very little deterioration for about nobody knows for sure, about a couple of weeks. They then get transferred to the facility, and at the facility the temperature is dropped to liquid nitrogen and then stored in liquid nitrogen.
All right. So do you have any bodies stored there at the moment?
No, we don't. We just opened a few, 2 weeks ago, I think. We just opened. We have quite a few members, but we don't have anybody stored.
When you say members, what's a member? How do you become a member?
There are sort of two classes of members. One is what we call, we're a non-profit organisation, but loosely I'll call them investors. They're the people who put their money in up front, and they paid $50,000 to $70,000. And we have, of those, we initially thought we'd only get 18, but we got 34 of those. So we already have 34 in that group.
So 34 people have already coughed up $50,000 to $70,000.
Exactly.
What for? To be frozen when they die?
Exactly.
In the hope that science will somehow come up with some way of bringing you back to life down the track sometime.
In the expectation, it's more than a hope, but it's not a sure. You know, it's not a sure thing.
As I understand it, at this stage, there's no scientific way of actually bringing that about.
Agree. But we're talking about the science of about 200 years from now. See, the whole idea of what we're doing now is keeping somebody in a state that they would be able to be brought back if the science got to the level that it could happen.
All right.
We're already bringing back, look, this is, we're talking cells here, but don't forget, we're already bringing back sperm cells, embryo, various other genetic materials, which are, agreed, only at the one or two cell level.
Yeah.
But, this is the beginning. It's not like we're saying...
All right, so look, these people that have paid up to $50,000 to $70,000, why do they want to do it? Why do they want to come back to life somewhere down the track?
Everybody has their own reasons.
Right.
You know, I can't give you a reason for everybody. A lot of people want to see the future. The group who are interested in chronics are very optimistic people. They want to see the future. They want to come back and find out how things turned out. They want to see the world of the future. And you come back, don't forget, in a healthy young body. So we're not talking about coming back, decrepit in a hospital bed.
Yeah, yeah. Look, my guest is Peter Solokidis. He's the director of Southern Cryonics. It's the very first cryonic facility in the Southern Hemisphere. They opened their doors a couple of weeks ago. Look, you said you're a not-for-profit, but people have obviously coughed up a lot of money.
Yes.
You're talking about 200 years down the track. You're not going to be around in 200 years. I mean, a lot of people might say, well, this is a great scam. You pocket all the money and then disappear over the horizon, Peter.
Well, look, with any company, don't forget we're a company. We're under the, ASIC-type auspices as a company limited by guarantee. People cannot take the money out. We don't pay dividends as a company limited by guarantee. We're a company of people who also are very enthusiastic about chronics. Everybody who's now in the system, the young people now who'll take over from the old guys like me, they'll take over. They're also very much interested in chronics. They may have relatives in that facility as well. Anything is possible. You can take any company and the director can, but it's a lot less in a company like ours where, as I said, we are limited by guarantee and there's some fairly strict ASIC-type rules under how we operate.
Yeah, interesting. All right. And as you said, how many people have already paid money?
34 people,
wow.
And we're now getting the second batch, which is what we call our really like clients. They have to pay $150,000, but let me stress, that's paid at the time they're suspended, and that's normally covered by life insurance.
Right,
and if you include life insurance and membership, the cost works out now at about $50 to $60 a month for an average age person of about 40 years old.
Well, I think with the prospect of a heat wave on this weekend, maybe your facility might become a popular spot over the weekend.
You never know.
Nice to talk to you, Peter.
Very nice. Thank you very much for being on the program.
That's a pleasure. Have a good weekend. Peter Solokidis. Yeah, look, if you're interested, just Google. There's a lot of information online. Southern Cryonics. As I said, with a hot weekend coming up, maybe just for the weekend anyway.